A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul calls to my mind an experience Saint Dominic had in Rome while obtaining the approval of his orders of preachers. He was praying at the old Saint Peter's built by Constantine, asking for divine guidance for the growth and spread of his totally new kind of evangelization in the 13th century. It was then that Dominic had the only imaginary vision of which we know. In pouring out his needs and concerns, he opened his eyes and saw before him the figures of Peter and Paul, radiant with glory. Peter handed Dominic a staff, and Paul gave him a book. Then these two greatest apostles said to the founder, "Go and preach, for God has chosen you for this ministry." They then vanished, and Dominic saw his friars scattered throughout the world, going off two by two to preach the word of God to the people. Dominic was always very devoted to the church and left this as a lasting legacy to his spiritual family. In the heart of the church, Peter gives him the staff as a sign of God's messenger and authority. Paul gives him the book of doctrine. Dominic was now certain that his mission was to preach to the entire world, yet remain rooted in Rome's authority. As soon as he returned to his band in southern France, he dispersed them throughout Europe. Peter and Paul's life work began like everyone else. They were living ordinary lives. Peter was grounded in his fishing trade, yet captivated by the new itinerant preacher in town. Paul, a scholar well-versed in the law, was committed to destroying the new Jewish sect following the recently crucified Nazarene. Dominic was a simple canon taking care of the sacristy, praying in church, when he was asked to go on a journey that changed his life and the world and the church. A moment can come when we, like they, are forced to answer the pivotal question we hear in today's gospel. And you, who do you say that I am? Jesus begins this discussion by asking his closest disciples who the crowds think he is. He asked his disciples this question not because he was ignorant of what the people thought and said about him, but to have the opportunity in getting an explicit declaration of their faith from themselves and to confirm and strengthen them in that faith. Their answer of John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets, might be expressed today as, a revolutionary Buddha, a person of ethics. But Jesus narrows the question to who do you, plural, that is apostles, say that I am, not all those people, but you. They certainly don't all rush to answer at once. Finally, Peter speaks up and says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus now changes his focus from the many in the crowds to his few intimates, and even further to this individual response. Blessed are you, Simon Peter. And who do you say I am? Jesus asks every human heart the same fundamental question. Have you answered this question? Sometimes we have to answer it more than once. Until we answer it with our entire being and utter conviction, we will never find lasting peace and happiness. We will just be going through the motions of having a spiritual life or speaking like Paul's ganging, clanging gong. It is truly awe-inspiring to realize that the creator of this vastly expanding universe wants an intimate and personal relationship with you and me. It takes an interior conviction that is sometimes called a leap of faith. So many people feel deep down inside that they have no value. But the truth is that they have infinite value. You have infinite value. Because an infinite God yearns for your love and wants to make you and everyone infinitely happy. Who do you say that I am? The darkness was removed from Peter's heart by the Holy Spirit, and his response to Jesus' question was much more than rattling off a formula. Every word in the sentence is proclaimed emphatically in the original Greek text of the Gospel. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter may not have completely realized the full impact of what he was saying, yet he spoke the truth about the truth, and he was raised to a new level of relationship with Jesus. Christ responds to Peter's emphatic you with another equally emphatic. Peter says, you are the Christ. And Christ says, you are Peter. Peter answers, then Jesus blesses him in a specific individual way and gives him a unique ministry. The same happens for us when we confess Jesus as the Lord of our lives. He in turn blesses us with a special gift for the body of the church. It is one thing to profess belief in Christ when things are going well. For example, it's a lovely day, or we've been deeply moved at a liturgy or prayer gathering, and so on. But it is an entirely different experience to stand fast in faith when we have been unjustly accused of a transgression or our dreams crumble before our very eyes. It is in times of difficulty and trial that we see if we really have any virtues. It is when our lives feel lonely and without meaning that we are offered the chance to find our meaning in Jesus Christ. If our hearts and minds are really focused and centered on Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, we can remain at peace no matter what storms rage in our lives. Faith will give us the assurance that despite our circumstances and feelings, we have been chosen by future full of hope.